Hey, what's up?
We're the Just Getting By podcast.
I'm Maddie. I've only been here for a hot second, and I'm just trying to figure everything out.
And I'm Carly, the senior citizen around here.
Welcome to the Struggle Bus.
We're so glad you could join.
All right, what's up, everybody?
Hey.
How are we?
This is the last episode.
Oh, kind of sad.
Yeah. I'm happy about it, but also not happy about it at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
All those lovely mixed emotions.
All right, so we thought it would be appropriate for our last episode to just go off on just some advice.
Yeah.
Like, take it from the two of us, some college advice, relationship advice, friendship advice.
And just general life advice.
Just life.
We will tell you how to not suck at life.
Even though we're still just figuring
it out. We're struggling, but, you know. Take our unprofessional advice.
Yes. So, how do we want to get started?
College advice. We could start off with that. Okay. First of all, don't overdo it. Like, don't stress yourself out in your very first semester. Just chill out.
That's true. Yeah. Also, I would say, like, and this is really hard, but, like, don't go into college with an expectation.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like so many people are like, oh, my gosh, this is what my college experience is going to look like.
Yeah.
And I promise you, if you go in with an expectation, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
And I hardcore believe that in life, like, your expectation affects your experience. And, like, if you have a bad expectation of how something's going to go, it's going to go poorly.
Yeah.
But just be flexible about, like, college. Just be flexible about it.
And
I
would also say when it comes to college, like, even if you're shy or you're an introvert or something like that, like, be willing to kind of, like, push yourself a little bit at the time, you know, say hi to people or, like, be comfortable, like, talking to people, like, in your classes and stuff, because you never know when they're going to pop up again.
Right.
Like, they're probably going to be in, like, a different elective or something like that, you know?
No, for sure.
Like, I think it's definitely important as someone in DMA because, you know, like, you essentially grow up together and stuff, especially, you know, like, you start, like, the baby little steps and stuff like that. And a lot of these people, like, you're, like, in it together for, like, years, like, the entire time throughout the program. So, like, even in the future, like, a major thing that's important, like, when it comes to film is having connections and things like that. So it's good to, you know, have, like, you know, a good, oh my gosh, I can't remember the word. It's really important to have a good rapport and stuff because you never know, like, when you might bump into them again. Yeah. Like, in the future, like, they might be the person who's hiring you for a job.
Right.
And if they're like, oh, this person in college, they kind of sucks. Like,
You're
not going to get the job. So be nice to people. Just be general. Nice.
Just overall life advice.
Be nice.
Be a nice person. In between, we just filmed episode 7-2, and in between, I just looked at Carly and I was like, people just suck. Like, they're kind of the worst, but they're also the best. But
just be nice. Don't suck.
Exactly. What other college advice? I would say, oh, this one's about to be kind of crazy.
Ooh, hit me with it.
I would say, I feel like so many people's, like, college advice is, like, live it up. You know what I mean? Like, go have fun with your friends at midnight. Go, you know, whatever. And obviously we go to, like, kind of a different school in that realm. So, yeah, it's a little different. But I would say, like, if you don't want to, don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you don't feel like it, don't do it. You know what I mean? I am very, very, very much a homebody.
Oh, same.
I love being at my home, like, with my mom and with my dogs and in my own bed. And, you know, like, I love it. And that's where I thrive.
Mm-hmm.
I have had a lot of difficulties like this first year of college being, like, in a new place, but also I still want to be at home. And I'm really grateful for where I am. And, like, it's a great experience. But, like, I miss out on a lot at school because I just want to be at home. And that's okay. Like, you know, you don't have to be. FOMO is so real. But, like, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to.
I think it's definitely, like, all in moderation. Like, you can't just be, like, going out all the time, missing assignments, staying up way too late to where you sleep in through all of your classes. And
100%.
You can't just be a hermit.
Yes.
Also, it's
push yourself.
Like, push yourself out there. Have, like, a little fun. Like, don't be stupid, of course. But, you know.
But, like, it's okay every once in a while to, like, hang out with your friends. I would just say, like, don't follow what other people are doing. Just do what you feel like you should do.
Definitely something else too, which is something I'm still learning. I'll give myself that. But it's definitely like stop putting so much pressure on yourself for just the like one. The most like minor assignments that are like worth 5 points or 10 points, and like having you have to like make it 110,000% like perfect or whatever. Because I know I always struggle with this, and my boyfriend is always just like, not everything has to be perfect. Like it's okay.
No, that's
it's a minor assignment. You're gonna be fine. Yeah. You know.
Let's do friendship advice. I could talk for 17 hours about this one, so you can go first.
Okay. Friendship advice, I would definitely say it's very important to choose your friends carefully. Like, having acquaintances, like, okay, this could be whatever, whoever. Right. But, like, your core group of people, they can make or break you. Because I've, like, been in friend groups where it's, like, amazing. We're all pushing each other towards God. Or we're just pushing each other just to be towards excellence in general.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And it's amazing. And I forever will cherish those people. But there's also been friendship groups that I've had here on campus where I'm just, like, I feel completely drained.
Right.
Because I end up being sort of like the therapist friend where everyone would just come to me and just dump everything on them.
It's me.
It's awful.
Oh my gosh. It's the worst.
It's the worst. And I'm like, okay, I understand you're going through a hard time.
Right.
I'm not getting paid to do this. I do not have a psychology degree. I am not qualified.
I'm not qualified. Stop.
Do I have more life experience because I'm older? Yes. Do I want to constantly give it out all the time to where I'm just burnt out and just don't want
to
move?
It's also 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's
sleep.
3 a.m. I need sleep too.
Yes. My church, like my youth group that I went to, has like a saying, and I think it's like pretty common, but it like is always with, like, I remember it's in the back of my mind. It's show me your friends and I'll show you your future.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
and
about.
Yeah. And so it's like, and when I like heard it, I was like, okay, yeah, like whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, like for real.
Yeah.
Like whoever your friends are, that dictates who you will become. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to pick people that like love you for who you are, but also like aren't just going to be like, you're doing great, but also here's how you can do better. You know what I mean? But in like, obviously in a nice way, but like pushing them, pushing each other. My mom's favorite quote in the world, if I called her right now, this is what she would say her favorite quote is. It's, when someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Yes. Yeah.
And like, I think that that's something I've had to learn so much, especially this past year, is like, okay, like you showed me who you were and I'm going to believe you. And like, don't force yourself to stay in that friendship. No, or relationship in general.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom says it all the time. And sometimes I'm like rolling my eyes like, okay, mom, like, because she says it so much. But I'm like, no, like for real.
No, believe them.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
So that's my like my number one piece of friendship advice is like, if they've shown you who they are, like believe it and move on. And that's okay.
Yeah. I would also add too, like if other people around you are saying, hey, X, Y, and Z is kind of questionable about, like, this friend. Of course, come to them, ask them questions about it. I obviously don't think that you should believe what everyone says, but if it's, like, a repeated thing.
Yes, from multiple people.
From multiple different people.
Who you trust.
Yeah, believe that, too. Like, they're not just being mean or
especially if it's people who care about your well-being. Like,
oh, yeah.
If it's people who just, like, want to just talk, like, that's one thing. But if it's people who you know care about you, they're not just going to make it up.
Yeah. Also, something else I would add is that whenever you're with, like, your group of friends and they're talking badly about someone.
I was just about to talk about this.
You can guarantee that they're doing the same thing about
Carly,
you.
Carly, you just actually read my mind.
Oh, my gosh.
I literally almost said, if they're willing to talk with you, they're willing to talk about you.
Yeah.
Like, guys, I'm a living testimony of it. Like, if they're willing to talk crap about people with you, there is 10 people who have dirt on you right now because of them. Like, it's real.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Because I went through like a really rough, like, kind of friendship group breakdown. Yeah. There was a lot of different factors of it. I'm not going to get into all of it.
Right.
But one of the things about it that I was just like, oh, my gosh, was just one of the girls in it. She was getting really, really mad at me and really, really upset with me. It was because I wasn't like I wasn't being her therapist all the time, because eventually got to the point where the only time she would talk to me is to like talk about all the things that are going on right. in our life, to talk bad about other people. And I was just like, you know, of course I started distancing myself because I was like, okay, I don't want to be a part of this.
And, 100%.
Know, she'd just start talking trash about people and stuff like that. And eventually she started getting mad at me because I wasn't spending time with her. Mm. And me and my boyfriend were kind of like distancing ourselves from her because we were like, okay, this isn't a good situation at all.
Right.
And eventually she started getting mad at him that he wasn't spending enough time with her because she knew. And this was the same girl who introduced me to Chris. And she was just like, why aren't you spending enough time with me?
Ew.
And I'm just like, hold on.
No, like, I don't like that.
What are you doing? Awful. So there was a whole situation, like, even surrounding that. It was just, it was a gigantic mess.
Yeah.
And stuff. And, you know, now I have good group of people around me now who would like encourage me and do stuff like that.
Yeah, I was about to talk about that. Like, it's 100%, again, like, FOMO is so real, but it's 100% okay to like have two or three people. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to have like 70 friends. Like, and I think that's a big thing here is like when you're at college, it's like such like people are hanging out with different friend groups every night. And it's like, okay, but... And so I felt that sometimes. Like, I have two friends. Like, what do you know? I'm trying to think of other friendship advice. Oh, this is just like, again, like kind of just relationships in general, family, friends, whatever. I would say like, if you know in your heart you're not supposed to be friends with somebody anymore, you don't have to justify it to them.
Oh, yes. You know what I mean? That's so good.
And this has two sides to it. Like, you don't have to sit down and have a conversation and be like, this is what happened. Like, you can just like let it kind of fizzle out.
Yeah.
I think that it's really important to not like keep tabs on people.
Yeah.
Like, it literally says that in the Bible. Like, don't keep any record. Like, love keeps no record of wrong. And so, like, I think it's honestly childish if you like keep a record of everything that someone's done to you so that you can not even get back at them, but just to make yourself feel better. I think that that can just get really messy really fast. And so that goes with the fact that like you don't have to give them a reason. You don't have to be like, this is exactly what happened. You can just be like, I don't think this friendship's best right now. That's okay. And it doesn't have to be it has to be kind of like justified, but you don't have to justify it to them. Like, you can just be like, I don't think this is best. And like, leave it at, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't owe them anything.
I think it's also important. Like, you don't have to hold on to relationships just because you've known them for a long time.
Come on. Yeah.
There's been a couple times in my life where I'm like, oh, say you've known a person, you know that they're bad for you, but you're like, oh, well, they're going through a hard time right now. It's hard and it sucks sometimes, but like sometimes you kind of just have to let them go if you feel like you really need to. And people are like, oh, well, what if X, Y, and Z thing happens? I'm like, you're not in control over them. That's not your problem. Like, it's hard and it's rough. But yeah, sometimes people are just going to like blame you for whatever thing happens to them in life. Yeah. That's even more of a reason of, hey, you got to get out of there, man.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, 100% I agree with you. I've even had some like family situations where I'm like, oh, no, they're my blah, blah, blah. Like, I have to like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You are your own person. Like, you have to prioritize yourself. Anybody that knows me, even an ounce, will know, like, I'm the biggest people pleaser in the entire world. I just want people to love, like, not people to love me, but, like, I just want people to like me, and I want to make other people happy so bad. I'm having to learn, especially, like, now that I'm, like, kind of on my own and, like, I'm, you know, like, figuring life out. It's, like, I have to prioritize, like, my needs.
I totally get that because I used to be a really, really bad people pleaser. Yeah. Like, it was pretty bad. I have very much grown out of that.
Yeah.
I've, like, every once in a while it pops up. I'm like, oh.
Right, yeah.
But for the most part, I'm like, you know what? I know who I am. If people don't like me, I'm not going to change myself in order to do that because I feel like our generation really likes people into boxes and like, okay, you go here in this section, you go here in this section. You don't have to fit into the boxes that people put you inside of.
I was actually about to say something. This kind of goes along to what we were saying earlier, but like if you have somebody that's like talking crap about you or whatever, saying bad things about you, like your true people, the people who belong in your life will know you well enough to know that that's not true.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of fits that. Like you don't have to fit into whatever if they're saying horrible things to everybody around you. If the people around you believe that, then maybe they're not your actual friends.
Yeah, because if they're actual friends, they wouldn't be like, oh, is this true? They'd be like, hey, X, Y, and Z person said,
right,
blah, blah, blah about you. Like, hey, just want to let you know, maybe not hang around them.
Right, yeah.
Because the people who aren't your real friends are going to be like, oh, is X, Y, and Z thing? Like, is this happening? Because they're fishing for information.
They just want to know.
Yeah.
Guys, and this is also college advice because this, no matter what you think, you will have friend issues in college.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you will. It's inevitable.
Yeah, it's part of growing pains.
Yeah. Just remember this because I can speak from experience, and that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That is all I'm going to say. But
yeah.
Friendships are really hard, and like that's.
Yeah.
Yeah. But be appreciative for like the true friends that you do have. I think that don't take them for granted. When you have like friends that genuinely care about you and love you and want to celebrate you, that is truly like priceless.
Yeah.
You're blessed to have those people. So.
Yeah.
Do you have any like general just like life? Just life advice. or like favorite like quotes that you live by or like.
Oh, quotes that I live by.
Anything like that.
I think I have some on Pinterest.
Okay,
hold up.
Come on, Pinterest.
I love Pinterest.
Yes.
One of my quotes that I have no idea who it's by, but it's starve your distractions and feed your focus.
That's good. It took me a second to like what?
Yeah. But,
yeah. That's really good. Yeah. All right. I think we've gotten through most of our advice. Do we want, this is our last episode.
Yeah.
Sad day. So do we want to kind of give like a life after podcast?
Yeah.
Update, what's going to be happening? What's going on?
I mean, I will be graduating. I think after this episode drops, I'm going to be graduating, which is just crazy. Think about.
You'll be the last graduating class of SAGU.
I know.
Wild.
Yeah. Ew.
Isn't that wild?
That's. Yeah, like it's so exciting and yet terrifying at the same time. I think definitely after college, I have a couple different ideas of what I want to do. I have a possible opportunity with my church. I know like a couple people like who dabble like a little bit, like sort of like in the film industry. So I could just be like, hey.
I'm
hireable.
Yeah, hire me, please.
Yeah, I've been like on LinkedIn like crazy like every single day. It's just like saving different things and applying and all that fun jazz. So I'm really excited about it. I think as the day gets closer and closer, it's like starting to feel more real. I'm like, oh, this is actually a thing that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
After graduation, I think my main one of my dream project, well, I'm actually working on a project right now. It's in like the very like basic baby stages, but I'm working on writing a script.
I need to hear more about this.
Yeah, I will give you sort of like a rough overview. It's sort of Hunger Games meets horror movies.
Interesting.
I have like a very rough idea, like the I'm not going to give it away too much, but the main character is a little bit like Katniss and kind of the way her story goes. But that's as much as I'm probably going to give.
So one day when you're famous, I'll be like, she was my podcast partner.
Yeah.
I better be invited to the premiere.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Honestly, it's probably going to be more like a TV series the way I'm kind of planning it out. Because I love the idea of it being a movie, but. The way I'm playing it out, it's sort of like these little chunks
like
of stories.
Development is
like a
development.
It's like, I know it's going to take a minute to get through all the story. So
it's either going to be a 7-hour movie or a TV show.
To be determined. Like I said, it's sort of like the baby stages right now.
This is so exciting. Wow, I can't believe you're graduating.
I know.
So cool. Well, I'm not graduating.
I'm just starting.
I'm nowhere close to that. But the summer's going to be wild for me. I got a job.
Oh, fun.
So much fun. One of my family friends is a manager at a place. I don't want to disclose that.
Yeah, you're good.
But anyway, she's hiring me on and that'll be so fun. And working at my church still and going to camp with the kids, which is going to be so fun. I have like a trip or two every month.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be turning 18 in like 20 days.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. So I'm going to like California the day after my birthday.
Oh, wow.
And then that's where one of my grandmas lives.
Aww.
Out there, like my great grandma. So we're going to visit her. And then I'm going to Colorado to meet the two siblings that are left of me to meet from Noah's family.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm doing that. And then my mom and I are going to Oklahoma City for the Olivia Rodrigo concert.
You're like, ooh, I'm sorry.
Anything else?
I don't think so. I hate ending it. This is awful.
Like, we should just keep talking.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, it's been an hour of this recording, but you know what? It's mine.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, we love being y'all's hosts. Yes,
it was the best. Fun fact, Carly and I met like 2 or 3 weeks before we started filming this. So this has been really fun for us to like, get to know each other too.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been a pleasure podcasting with you.
Oh, I hate this.
I know. It's okay. We're not officially done yet because we still have to like edit and get through. But
it's our last time recording on this.
So crazy.
Unless we come back. Question mark.
Unless we're like, boom.
Yeah.
We pull a Jesus and we're like, we're back.
Have little horns in the beginning of the episode. Like, hi.
Yes. But
yeah. That's crazy.
Anyways, well, for the last time, thank you everybody for tuning in. We love you so much.
So much.
And yeah, we won't see you next time.
Ew, no, I hate that.
I know, I always am like, see you next time, but we won't. But
see you never.
See you never again. But yeah, thank you guys so much. We've loved this so much.
Yeah.
And keep in touch.
Yeah, we will keep in touch. Maybe. Yes, possibly. Maybe.
We'll see. All right.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at JustGettingByPod for updates and behind the scenes.
Be sure to give us a review and give us your professional or unprofessional advice.
See you next time.
But see you never.